Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to continue today to talk about the dimensions of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Such a precious gift, the most precious gift we've ever been given, is the gift of the Holy Spirit if we're baptized into Christ, if we're born again by water and the Spirit. It's through that gift of the Spirit that the apostles tell us we're given power to become children of God. That's the greatest dignity anybody can ever receive and walk in. And it's the Holy Spirit who not only makes it happen in us, but the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we have a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. But living that new way of life comes from the Holy Spirit giving us a new capacity to grasp it as a reality, to understand it, and to live a life that continually unfolds the mystery of God's work in us, the mystery of God's saving work in us. He saves us from alienation. He saves us from being enemies of God. He saves us from the power of sin and death and from a darkened mind, which you can see around us in society today. People who boldly, for example, stand up and say, there is no God. You know, it's stupid. It's foolish. It's for foolish and scared people or something, right? God doesn't exist, or life has no ultimate meaning. And those are darkened minds. The Holy Spirit that's given to us is the one who helps us see right from the beginning that the word that I spoke yesterday, the folly of the cross, Jesus' death on the cross and the proclamation of the message of Christ, it's the Holy Spirit that animates that preaching and spreading the good news about Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit that touches the human heart and mind, rendering it capable, making it capable of grasping that Jesus Christ is Lord, that indeed Jesus is God's Son, and that everything Jesus revealed to us is absolutely true, and who he is Son and Savior of the world. So it's the Holy Spirit that helps us see and understand, and our whole life now as children of God is a journey in the Holy Spirit. To be Christian is to be christened, to be anointed with the gift and the life of the Holy Spirit. That's how the Father and the Son are present to you, and that's how you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're an indwelling, the Spirit indwells your life. You are now literally a temple of God. And so it's not as the prophets promised, it's not an external law like the Ten Commandments that are imposed on us, but now we live by a new law that's been internalized and given to us in our hearts. It's the law of the Spirit, which is the law of love. And from the core of our being, we now have a share in, we now participate in the love between the Father and the Son, the love that was in the heart of Jesus that enabled him to walk in the Father's purpose and to fulfill his purpose in this world. And that love that raised him, that Spirit that raised him from the dead, is in us. And so the apostles will talk to us and teach us. The Holy Spirit comes to give us a renewed mind, a fresh new spiritual way of thinking, a way of understanding ourselves now in relationship to Christ and to God, and not in relationship to the things that distract us, the things that discourage us, the things that beat us down. So I want to just share a little bit from 1 Corinthians. I talked yesterday of the section, chapter 1, verse 18 and following, Paul talking about the folly of the cross. And he talks about his preaching. Chapter 2, he begins, said, when I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Remember now what Paul had just said, the cross is the wisdom of God and it's the power of God. Preaching the Son who was crucified for our sin reveals the folly of the cross is what it's called, but it's God's wisdom perfectly revealed in what looks like folly to the eyes of the flesh. Verse 3 said, and I was with you in weakness and in much fear and trembling. He was in much fear and trembling really refers to his sense of awe of being before God, God's holiness, God's greatness. He's in awe of the message that he's bearing. He's in awe of the people he's speaking to who don't even know who they are yet in Christ, but he understands and sees their destiny. With much fear and trembling, he was there. He said, my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom. He's talking about like the Greeks were known, right, for their capacity to understand wisdom and philosophy, the love of philosophy, the love of wisdom. A lot of good stuff there, but it's not the gospel. He said, but in the demonstration, his words were not in plausible words of wisdom, but were in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Here's how the truth of God, the reality of God, goes forth in human history. It goes forth through the proclamation of Jesus, through word and deed in the life of Jesus' followers. And those words and those deeds are animated by a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. No one can come to the Father. No one can come to believe in Jesus unless the Father draws him. It's a miracle that anybody can come to grasp who Jesus is, who can confess, as Paul says earlier in Romans, if you confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. No one can say Jesus is Lord with that conviction of the reality of what his lordship actually means. No one can say Jesus is Lord without the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a great thing to confess every day, to sing it out, to say it to yourself while you're driving in the car, Jesus Christ is Lord. This is what the Holy Spirit is whispering in every human heart. Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's the gospel proclaimed that draws people. And it's the gospel that proclaims what Jesus as Lord means. And it's the Holy Spirit animating that gospel and preaching and working in a human heart to reveal and to give the gift of faith, really, to be able to see and understand. He said, it came through a demonstration of the Spirit and power so that your faith will not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. The whole work of salvation rests on the power of God. It goes forward in the power of God. And it's important for us to see, we who've received the gift of the Holy Spirit, that there's a power in us. It's a power to think differently. It's a power to live differently. It's a renewing. The person of the Holy Spirit renews us, transforms us, brings us from one degree of glory to the next. I don't mean to say in this world everything is glorious. We're going to experience trials and hardships. We're going to suffer in this world. And Jesus said, don't be afraid of that. You live in a fallen world. But you're no longer ultimately subject to that fallen world. You're a free human being. You've been freed by the power that raised Jesus from the dead. That power is in you. It's a person. Talk to him. Listen to him. Follow him. Live with him. Let him animate your life. Let him release the gifts that you've been given in him to be able to extend and live the kingdom of God in your world, in your home, in your family, among your friends. He goes on then in verse 6, he said, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age, like the Greeks and others, or the rulers of this age, the literal political rulers of this age, or even the demonic rulers. You know, the whole world is subject to the devil in some ways, the apostles tell us. These are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God. You've been led in on the secret. You bear the wisdom of God, the mystery of God's plan. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom. You see how Paul so clearly understands who he is and what he possesses? He's living with a renewed mind. He knows who he is and God's work in him, and he's accepted it. This is an important thing for us. Friends, every one of us to accept this gift of the Holy Spirit as a reality. And that means I'm going to align myself. I'm going to agree with what the Lord is doing here in my life. And I'm going to live in obedience to the Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to let the devil try to steal this from me and get me off on some bunny trail that's going to lead me down to some dark hole where all I can think about is I'm the exception. God doesn't love me. Nobody loves me. The Spirit's not at work in me. I've made too many mistakes. I'm too sinful. I'm too stupid. All these things, the devil wants to convince you that this great mystery that was hidden but's now revealed in Christ and that's been given to you, that that gift somehow isn't given to you because you aren't good enough. You don't deserve it. Say, guess what? You're not good enough and you don't deserve it. Neither am I. It's a free gift given to sinners. Don't let the devil steal it from you, because if you don't believe it, you've got to open this gift. You've got to receive it consciously in your mind and your heart, and you've got to get up every day and say, I'm alive in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit that's revealing to me my Father. I am not an orphan. I'm not lost. I'm not condemned. I don't have to live in shame and isolation and depression. I belong to God. And the most precious thing that can ever be known and experienced has been given to me in the Spirit. I'm a child of God. Paul goes on, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification. This wisdom of knowing Christ and his destiny, this is the key to our ultimately reaching glorification ourselves. The Spirit shows us where we're going. The Spirit reveals Jesus in our heart, gives us the gift of faith that makes it possible for us to say, yes, I believe and I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he's my Lord. He's my Savior. It's so important, friends, that you say it and say it again and again and again. He is my Savior. He has saved me from condemnation, from sin and eternal separation from God. He saved me from my guilt. I am guilt-free by the mercy of Jesus Christ. It's my right as a child of God to live in that freedom. That's who I am. Claim that right. Stand in it. Paul goes on, none of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the devil knew, in other words, what God was planning on the through the folly of the cross to destroy sin's power and bring down the strongholds of the devil, he would never have done it, of course. But Satan always bites his own tail, and he did the one thing he never should have done, which is crucify the Lord of glory. And the chains around your life were broken. You need to believe that. You need to confess it. You need to live in it. Self-condemnation is not a virtue. Thinking badly about yourself is not a virtue. It's demonic. You are a child of God. Claim it. You don't define yourself by your weakness, by your fall. You can confess your sin 70 times, 7 times a day. You don't have to live under condemnation. Receive this mystery about who you are in Christ. And Paul said, but as it is written, what no eye has seen nor ear heard, or what no heart of man has even conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you know what God's prepared for you, beloved? That's what the Spirit has given to you. Says verse 10, he says, God has revealed this to us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to reveal this truth about you and then to give you the power to live in love. What a gift. Let's take this up again tomorrow. Hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.